So we have reached the King of Swords, the final card in the Suit of Swords, the court card. Now, the King of Swords has this energy where he's detached. If it's something that he doesn't know about, he just doesn't really care that much. And there's a few musicians that somehow come across that way. Now, when the King of Swords comes up, a lot of people associate that card with something legal. You know, a expertise, a qualification that charges a high fee. And lawyers just come to mind when you think of high fees for services. Metallica comes to mind because they just announced a couple of shows in different cities. They're going to play April 4th and April 6th at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. Each time they come to a city, they play two shows. They'll play the Friday night, and then they'll play the Sunday. And it's never the same set list. It sounds really cool, but some tickets cost $4,000. And Metallica is very unforgiving when it comes to the price of these tickets. They did the original research about raising ticket prices because when the music business started to fall apart, albums anymore, it was Metallica that did market research and found out that people were willing to spend money on concert tickets, even though they weren't spending money on albums. They were the ones that made that really strong decision to raise the price of things. I mean, they used their intellect, their logic. They made firm decisions saying, we are not going to make money making records anymore. So they made this decision using logic and market research, and it was a tough decision to make. But they said, all right, we'll put out albums, even though we aren't going to make money on them anymore. But that's a reason for us to go back on tour, where we are going to be able to charge three times what we used to and make not only the money back that we lost on making albums, but also make even more money than we ever have just tripling the ticket prices. Now, it might seem like a really cold and at times heartless decision, but music is a business. Their music is a business, and they had to make decisions to make their lives better. They did what was in their best interest. You look at the lyrics to a song like The Unforgiven. What I've felt, what I've known, never shine through in what I've shown. Never free, never me, so I dub thee unforgiven. Metallica was just one of those bands that could be thought of when the King of Swords energy comes up. Look at Sting from The Police. Sting comes off at times a little standoffish. The King of Swords is really a leader. You go to the King of Swords for advice. You go to the King of Swords for help. For a guy like Sting to have the brass ones to tell a prostitute to stop, that's what the lyrics of Roxanne are about. When Sting says, you don't have to wear that dress tonight, walk that streets for money, you don't care if it's wrong or if it's right. Roxanne, you don't have to put on the red light. You know, and he's not saying these things to the prostitute to demean her. He's saying it because he absolutely is looking out for her best interests. And with the King of Swords energy, you're telling it how it is because you have that expertise. You have that insight. He says, I wouldn't talk down to you. I have to tell you just how I feel. I won't share you with another boy. I know my mind is made up. Put away your makeup. Told you once, I won't tell you again. It's a bad way. That's the King of Swords energy. You look at a guy like Billy Corgan of the Smashing Pumpkins. He does not have the reputation of being a very friendly guy. However, Billy Corgan is also known for all of this charity work. When the tragic incident of the 4th of July parade happened in Chicago, the Highland Park Massacre, Billy Corgan live streamed an entire concert and raised money for the families of these victims. He's one of those bark worse than bite guys, but he used his expertise. He used his experience to raise money for those in need. That's the energy of the King of Swords. Now, we had fun doing the Suit of Swords. It's either going to be the Cups or the Wands next. After we do all 78 tarot cards, we are then going to turn around and we're going to flip them upside down and we're going to look at songs. We're going to look at bands and stories in the rock music world that might apply to each card in its reverse. But we have a little ways to go yet. If you have any suggestions for songs, rock songs, that apply to any card in the suit of cups or the suit of wands, hit me up. Orlando0616 is my Instagram. If you would like a reading as well, hit me up on Instagram, Orlando0616. I hope you subscribe to Rock and Soul Tarot. We also have a YouTube channel, Rock and Soul Tarot. It's a lot of fun doing these with you, getting to talk music, getting to talk metaphysical with tarot, and just rocking our way to maybe a higher understanding or a different understanding of these cards. I appreciate you riding with me. I'll see you soon. Until then, gonna miss you, baby. Good luck. Goodbye. Be safe.